Muscle Girl Zinc, the next generation. Get full access into the world of women's bodybuilding, women's physique, figure, fitness, and bikini. Here are your hosts, Diana Dahlgren and Christina Voynich.
Welcome back to Muscle Girl Zinc. This is Christina Voynich, and I'm here with my fine and sexy co-host, Diana Dahlgren. What's up, girl?
Girl, I'm just hanging out. It's the same.
Are you ever doing anything other than hanging out? Just wondering.
I mean, no, not really. Not for the time being. I mean, I can't record and run at the same time. I can't record and shop at the same time. So basically, I'm just hanging out when we record.
Now, were you anywhere this last weekend? That's always the question. Where in the world was Diana Dahlgren? Like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Where in the world was Diana Dahlgren?
I was in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Was it warm there? Was the weather nice?
No, it was freezing. Oh, my God, it was freezing.
Wait a minute. What is your definition of freezing?
It was like 45, 50 degrees.
Oh, my God.
It was freezing.
It's actually been beautiful here. It's been about 40 degrees, 45 degrees here. So that's lovely here in Chicago, honestly.
Oh, my God. I don't know how you do it, but this is my little story.
Yeah.
I was packing and left for left out of California, and it was 90 degrees, clear skies, perfect weather out. And so I'm like sitting there in my spaghetti strap shirt, my sandals, and I'm pumped, right? Well, we get there and I land at like 10:30 at night.
Oh, so it's probably even colder.
Oh yeah, and it was windy. And I like walk outside and I'm like, oh my God, it was freezing.
I was like, did you not bring a jacket or anything?
I tried to make it all the way to the shuttle area just walking in my normal clothes, and I'm like, so I stopped, put on my jacket, my feet. Oh, and I forgot regular tennis shoes because I was in a hurry while I was packing. So I had my sandals the whole weekend besides my Supercross boots. It was a great weekend.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. So
I didn't do anything this last weekend. And can I tell you, it was great.
I'm jealous.
It's officially like 3 weeks out now from myself getting ready for the St. Louis Pro. So this is about the time where, like, I really have to, like, super buckle down. I know that I kind of stay in contest shape all the time and I could jump into a show whenever, but at the same time, you know, this is a show that I would, you know, love to be in a solid running, and I've got a lot riding on it considering, like, my whole freaking family and all my friends are going to be there because I'm from St. Louis. So I got to make sure I represent well and I look really, really good. So, yeah, I didn't go anywhere this last week.
Is that what your deal is going to be for the next 2 weeks? Are you just going to be staying home besides the Arnold, obviously, but are you going to the Arnold, right?
Yeah. Michael and I are not going to the Arnold, unfortunately. We've been asked a lot about that. I just have big work obligations that I just cannot get out of. So it's a bummer. But if anyone out there is going, be sure to stop by the Optimum Nutrition booth, because they'll have a bunch of free stuff and a bunch of new stuff that they're giving out. That's where I was supposed to be working there this weekend at the Arnold, but I'm going to miss it, unfortunately. But I'll be 2 weeks out, you know, come this weekend. So I'll still have to do work and I'll still have some clients to train and some girls to meet up with. I've got one girl that's doing the amateur side of the St. Louis show because it's a pro-am.
Okay.
So I'm helping, you know, get her ready. I've got about four or five other girls that are getting ready for Pittsburgh. So I'm trying to balance both at the same time, which is the first time I'm having to do that, which is very interesting. Yes. I'm not used to prepping myself and prepping other people all at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of hard, but no, I feel pretty good. My bikini should be in within the next week or so. I'm not going to tell everyone what it looks like, but it's going to be different than anything I've ever worn.
Why don't you post a picture of it on our Twitter?
I don't have it yet. I don't have it yet. But when it comes in, maybe a few days before, I'll post a picture.
Yeah, because you have to like post your abs and like an ass pic, you know?
I'll post ass pic
if you do that.
You're probably right. We're you and I are notorious for using sex to sell the show. So
you're a little bit more. I'll give you the credit of you being a little bit more discreet. I'm like the one that's like balls out.
We have to have that sort of balance, right? That's what makes a good show.
I mean, I guess so. I'm like a bad girl. I feel like you're the angel.
I don't know about that.
Okay, well, I can.
I'm very secret. I'm very secretive.
Yeah, you are. You're like the freak in the sheets, but like the silent freak, the one that you don't know about, and then all of a sudden it's like crazy freaky.
Yeah, see, lady in the streets, freak in the sheets, right? That's what I'm supposed to. There we go. So obviously, this last weekend was history in the making, or history was made with the very, very first Women's Physique Pro Show. And girl, we've been talking about Women's Physique since the day they talked about it, since the day it was the first Women's Physique National Level Show. Actually, the first person we interviewed, we did a little interview with Alicia Harris, but our very first show with you and I, we had Trey Bennett on, the promoter for Junior USAs, where he was talking about the posing and everything for Women's Physique, because he was going to be the first promoter to have a show with this new division. So I'm going to pull up the list here on how the show went. And I know a lot of people were watching to see how this show was going to unfold. What have you heard, Dan? Have you heard anybody talking about the show much the last few days?
Yeah. Not so much the last few days. I heard there's a lot of uproar on the panels and like the online panels about how Dana Lynn Bailey should have won, you know. But the thing is unfortunately what we all think would look good doesn't look good to the judges, or who we think should win. The judges sometimes, you know, they don't agree with, they're going for a different look basically. So the judges on that day felt that Dana Lynn Bailey was not, you know, par for what they were looking for a first place position, unfortunately. So they went with a different person, and, you know, it's kind of funny that usually typically winners get the most attention, but I think in this case, since it was most expected that DLB was going to win, that, you know, it's more of an uproar she got fourth than who the person who actually won. So,
yeah, I think a lot of, like, I, you know, we've said before, Dana is a brand almost. Like, you say DLB and pretty much anyone knows exactly who you're talking about, you know. And I think there was just so much hype going on. I love Dana. And I was texting with the girls that took top five. And then, of course, a handful of the other girls that we were texting back and forth with these girls all day. And yeah, I think a lot of people were surprised when Dana ended up taking fourth. However, this was something very, very interesting. I think we've talked about this before online, but the official description of Women's Physique that the IFBB put out was something along the lines of, you know, Women's Physique will not be described as, you know, veiny and striated and vascular and ripped and shredded. Those are words that they wanted to leave out when you describe Women's Physique. The tough thing with Dana is that Dana has great abs, right?
Yeah.
And the problem when you see someone with amazing abs like that, that automatically draws your attention to the fact that she's hard and she's shredded and she's ripped, because she is. Her abs are ripped to shreds. It doesn't mean the rest of her body isn't ripped, because the rest of her body looks good, but it's not like she's got crazy striated glutes and crazy cross striated quads. She doesn't have any of that, but the attention is kind of drawn to her abs, and it's just one of those things that while we all think she looks amazing, that might not be the direction that they want to take this new division.
Exactly.
Ironically, the girl that won, Karina, who we have on later in the show for an interview, she was a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
So I think she's a good example of someone who can scale themselves down, because a lot of these girls are figure competitors. Jillian, who took second, and Marlena, who took third, they were bigger figure competitors. So I think this kind of shows that you can come from, you know, whether you're scaling down from bodybuilding or, you know, adding some size for figure, that you can actually meet in the middle, and you can stand right next to a girl and place, you know, within points of her, even though she was a former bodybuilder, you know, and you're a former figure competitor. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing, is when this division came out, was that it was a more of a look that was a little bit bigger. Figure girl, a girl who does it, who does all right in figure shows, but doesn't do the best because she's too big for figure.
Right.
And also for the bodybuilder who isn't coming in as hard and striated as they needed for a bodybuilding look. You know, it's a little smaller than a bodybuilder. It's the midpoint in between the bodybuilding and the figure levels. So, I mean, I think the judges made a good choice, but it's just like bikini, you know, this whole next year, you know, they're going to be evolving and they're going to be changing things and seeing how this new division works out. It's going to be just like bikini.
Absolutely. And I think a big thing to remember is there's still growing pains, just like you said with bikini. The look of bikini has changed since 2009. The girls that are turning pro are a little harder than they were, you know, than they used to be. The girls now, you kind of have to be a little tighter. It's always nice to have a little bit of shape to your shoulders. Your glutes have to be tight. You know, not that I'm saying the girls that turned pro in 2009 weren't hard or you know, muscular or anything, but there's a few in there that you're like, oh, that's interesting. That's the look they were going for back then, and that's just not what they want today, which is totally understandable. Also, I mean, all of these girls looked great. I mean, I don't think there were too many that showed up that were completely out of shape. These women took this competition serious.
Yeah, and it's a free game for anyone.
Absolutely, because you go in and you have no idea what they want, and you're going to give it a shot. So I'll just run down. There were only 11 women who did the show. First was Karina Nascimento, who we'll have on later in the show. Marlena Echohawk, who we've had on. She took second. Jillian Reville, who we've had on, took third. Dana Lynn Bailey, fourth. Benny Lopez, former bodybuilder, she took fifth. Susan Salazar was sixth. Marina Lopez, seventh. Rita Ray, eighth. Tracy Bodner, who just turned pro. She placed ninth, Pam Franklin 10th, and Ladrissa Bonneville, who we've had on the show as well from Chicago, she took 11th. And there were only four men who did the show, and then there were only six women who did bikini. So it was kind of a small show outside of those. So just running down really quick, first place in bikini was Stacey Alexander. Second was Narman, right?
Yeah, Narman.
Narman, that's right. Right. I always ask you. Third was Jennifer Chapman, fourth Christina Vargas, fifth Ashley Harbor, and sixth Bernadette Matassa. So I think Stacey Alexander surprised some people because she's kind of a new face. This was her, I believe, her first pro. No, I don't think it was her first pro show. I'm going to double check really quick.
I definitely think it was.
Let me look. Yes, she turned pro at Nationals. She won a pro card at Nationals, placing first at Class D. And then, yeah, this was her first show. So that's a big deal. Winning your first, winning your pro debut is huge. So big congrats to her and all the ladies who were in the purse for the weekend. I don't necessarily always congratulate just the winner. I want to be happy. If you walked away with a couple bucks in your pocket, congratulations.
Yeah, and it's nice, too, because a majority of, well, when you come from California, you have all these pro shows in California, but usually they're pretty filled up. So, you know, when you get the chance to hop, it's a hop and a skip away for you to go over to Phoenix for the weekend. The hotel rooms aren't expensive. I mean, granted that gas is expensive right now in our state, but besides that, you don't have a whole lot of costs. So it's nice that you get to go over there, win your pro debut, and or take second, like Norman's position, because she works out the same gym as me. She's lives where I live. You know, she gets to take home a little bit of money, make a little bit of money, which is nice.
That's awesome, because that's the whole point of wanting to get that pro card, is so that you can compete and you can make money. And you're not spending money or spending a whole lot more money for entry fees and all of that. And hopefully you can walk away with a few bucks. So the next big thing is, everyone knows the Arnold, like we mentioned, is this weekend. And while Diana, you and I will not be there, which is unfortunate.
No, I'll be there on Friday.
Oh, you'll be there Friday. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I fly out Friday night to go to St. Louis.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
I'll be in St. Louis a few weeks before you.
So will you be at the GNC booth?
Yes.
On Friday.
I will be there on Friday all day. Well, until about 4 or 5 o'clock, then I have to go to the airport.
Nice. Okay, yeah. Good. Yep. So you can see Diana, and if you tell her that you listen to Muscle Girls, I don't know, she'll give you a hug. How about that?
Yeah, I'll say, aw, what's your favorite episode? And then we could talk about it, and then most likely, if it's a guy, it's going to be about sex, and we're going to have a sex combo.
Nice. That's what we do it here. I like it. So I want to really quick to run through the Arnold list. Now, I know we really don't like doing predictions necessarily. I don't personally like doing predictions. Do you like doing predictions?
I probably would like doing predictions more if I wasn't in the spotlight myself.
Yeah, I feel the same way. So I figured
I was a competitor myself, then I would like doing predictions.
See, that's what it is. When Aaron and I on Access Bodybuilding do predictions, I'm always like, well, these are five girls that you can look out for. Now, I'm not putting them in any order. I'm just saying these are some girls that will probably do well. I hate doing predictions because I don't want it to come back and bite me in the ass. So with you and I, we'll just kind of run through some girls that we think may possibly be in the running for a top position. And then if you're listening, you guys can decide if you agree with us and what place you think they'll get. So running through female bodybuilding really quick, I want to take a quick second to mention that last week on Access Bodybuilding, Aaron and I talked about this. Iris Kyle has had an injury, and she will not be competing at the Arnold this year.
I'm sorry. My jaw is dropped right now.
Yeah. So
when did this happen?
I believe it happened early last week or last weekend. Like, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. So over a week ago.
Exciting. I hope that Yoxini gets a good chance at the title.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that she might. And while it's one of those things that it's so unfortunate, I guess when Aaron was kind of talking with her, she could go into the show and she would win. I believe she tore her hamstring or she hurt her leg or something like that. But I mean, even if she just goes in and is the typical Iris Kyle and she, you know, maybe does a little bit more cardio at the end, she would still win, I think. But for her mentally to know that you would win when you don't really deserve it, that's, I think, what would be hard for her. Mm-hmm. So this way, I mean, I had mentioned before that if the finances isn't the big issue and walking away with first place, you know, the first place purse, the first place check is not something that you're depending on, then this is a great opportunity that someone else can kind of get in the spotlight, you know. But very, very unfortunate. So we do wish her well. You know, I'm sure it's got to take a toll to know that you're not going to compete. But if you're the type of person that's a perfectionist like she is, it's better to, you know, hang up your suit for one show. That way you can come back the next time and really shock people and be 110% again. So last year was Iris Kyle. Second place was Yaxini's. Third place was, Alina Popa, I think. Fourth was Debbie. And then fifth was, Betty Viana. And sixth was Kathy Lee Francois. So I'm going to say I believe some of those girls will definitely be back in the top. Yaxina will be. I think Debbie will be. I think Brigitta, and I'm so bad at pronouncing her last name. I think it's Brzovac. Brzovac, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
I think she'll probably be in the top six. I like Kathy Lee Francois personally. I think, you know, I've always been a huge fan of her, so I think she'll still be back up in there. But I think this is a cool opportunity for, you know, a few other women to get noticed and for someone else to walk away with a big prize, which is huge, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be nice. I was not aware that she had hurt herself and pulled out of the Arnold. So I'm pretty excited. I'm going to be looking forward to that part of the show.
Yeah. I think it'll be cool. And then running over to we'll do fitness. Last year, let me make sure I've got the right list. Yeah. Last year, fitness went Adela Garcia first. Then second was Tangi Johnson. Third was Trish Warren. Fourth, Camila Rodriguez. Fifth, Miriam Capes. And sixth, Bethany Cisternino. And looking at the list this year, I think, of course, I mean, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I definitely think that Adela Garcia is going to be up there. She just won the Flex Pro. Tangi Johnson will, of course, be up there. Bethany Cisternino, however, didn't fare so well at the Flex Pro. Although she typically does pretty well at these big shows, so I'll still put her up there. I think Tina Durkin may do pretty well. And Camila Rodriguez, of course.
Tina Durkin is back from it after having a baby.
Exactly. So I think maybe that is could even be incentive for her to look and do even better, because a lot of people know that, you know, she just had a baby.
Yeah, and then not only is that a change up, but to everyone who follows the fitness and basically our little world, is you never kind of really see, once you get to these bigger shows, huge jumps unless girls pull out or they're absolutely not in shape. You'll never see like ginormous gaps of placing, like jumps and placings. But at the Flexpro, I wanted to bring up that Tanji, she got fourth, and usually she always comes in right behind Adela. So, you know, maybe that could be something also to look out for, is if Tanji comes in again, maybe not up to par like how she usually is, and she doesn't get that second place or that first place position that she always usually gets.
Very, very true. Very true. Yeah, definitely forgot to mention that. I guess we didn't talk about the Flex Pro last week, did we?
No, we didn't, but it's okay.
Damn.
Adela won and Lionel Biecki.
Yeah. Yep. And then going over to figure. So last year, as everyone knows, first place, Nicole Wilkins. Second was Aaron Stern. Third, Ava Cowan. Fourth, Felicia Romero. Fifth, Cheryl Brown. And sixth was Courtney West. Candace Keene was eighth. Teresa Anthony was seventh. These are girls that have, you know, Larissa Reese was 11th. Alicia Harris was 14th. These are just some kind of names that people probably will recognize. And pulling up the list of the girls doing it this year, pretty much the same. Let me make sure. Where is, yeah, okay. So who do you think will take it between Erin and Nicole? Diana, what are you thinking?
You know, I think that Nicole has definitely the most huge advantage. She works hard and she's been doing a ton of stuff lately. I mean, that could either go in one of two ways. All the, you know, stuff that she's been doing as far as magazine work and stuff, it could either, you know, helped her get more motivated and train hard. Or sometimes it's like me, like I have a hectic schedule, and that girl is a gorgeous girl. She has a hectic schedule because a lot of people book her for appearances and stuff.
Sure.
So sometimes that could backfire on you though, as far as competition dieting and prep, because you just don't get to focus solely on the show and rest completely. But sometimes you do. It's just, you know, it's a hit or miss. So I'm definitely going or thinking that Nicole will take it. Aaron Stern is also a top contender. Of course, those two always try to battle it out. And then, you know, Candace Keene at this past year's Olympia, she moved up to the third place position. We have Ava Cowan up in the running now. And Cheryl Brown wasn't in the top six. Teresa Anthony moved into the top six. And, I mean, Alicia Harris moved into the top six. And correct me who else I'm missing. Fifth place?
I think that was, I think you said everybody, yeah?
I think I'm missing fifth place. I forget. But those are girls to look out for.
Yeah. Well, for last year, Felicia Romero was in the top six and Courtney West was in the top six, which I don't know that we'll necessarily see them there this time. The interesting thing is Candace Keene and Ava Cowan. Ava beat her at the Olympia and then head over to the Shiru Classic the next week in India. Candace actually beat Ava. So yep. I think that is almost becoming like the Nicole and Aaron back and forth. This may become, you know, kind of sort of the same thing. And like, you know, we were saying, I don't like to necessarily say placings. All these girls look amazing. They all deserve to be up there. My God, I wish I had a V-taper like Candace Keene. My God, her back is like beautiful. But I definitely think those are the girls to watch out for. So we'll say Nicole, we'll say Aaron, we'll say Ava, we'll say Candace Keene. Are you thinking Teresa Anthony up there in the top six?
Yeah, I think Teresa Anthony will be up there in the top six for sure.
You know, I want to see Larissa Reese in the top six personally.
You know,
I like
what?
Her.
I would love her. I love her physique. I think she has an amazing physique. But I also think that she has a great physique for women's physique division.
I know. And it's one of those things. So many people have asked her if she'd be willing to switch. And she said that she will not switch over until they let women's physique competitors wear the shoes.
Oh.
She doesn't want to hang up her shoes to compete. She wants to wear shoes. So until they allow shoes, she's going to stick with figure, apparently. That's what she said.
That's hilarious.
I was like, well, you know, if that's what you like, that's what you like. I'm not gonna complain about it. Yeah. I agree. I think I'd have a hard time competing without shoes on, I guess. If you've been doing it for that long, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So let's move over to bikini. So last year, this is how bikini went. Bikini was Nicole Negrani. Second place, Sonia Gonzalez. Third place, Nathalia Melo. Fourth place, Jessica Paxson. Fifth was Jamie Beard. And sixth was Amanda Latona. So quick note that Amanda Latona is not doing the show. So wanted to point that out. And I think all the other girls are. Yes. Does look like it. So
I'm not doing the Arnold.
You're not doing the Arnold.
I'm not doing the Arnold. And then the other girl, who isn't doing the Arnold? I thought. Oh, well, you know who is coming back to Arnold is Jessica Putnam.
That's right.
And she had gotten at last year's international, she had gotten fourth.
Yep.
So I'm excited to see what happens with her.
Yeah, it's one of those things. She's had a tough year. You know, as everybody knows, she went through a pretty messy public divorce with Peter. And, yeah. You know, I personally, I'm on the Jessica bandwagon, not the Peter Putnam bandwagon. So I'm going to say that I hope she kicks major ass and proves to everyone how great of a competitor she really is, because she's beautiful inside and out. She's one of my really good friends. So, yes, I'm being biased, but I love Jessica, and I think she definitely deserves to be up there after the hell of a year that that she had dealing with all of that. It's tough when, you know, you're a bikini pro or figure pro and your husband's a professional bodybuilder. So, unfortunately, when crap happens, a lot of people are going to know about it and a lot of people are going to talk about it. So I know that she's doing well and that she's ready. So I definitely want her to be up there. I think we may see India Paulino up there.
I'm anxious to see what happens with Sonia Gonzalez too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough when, you know, you have girls that have gone from winning and then moving down a few spots at another big show and then moving down a little bit, here and there at the Olympia. So I think it could be, I mean, I'm still going to say that, you know, Nicole has got a great physique and that she'll probably take it, but I don't know how the other list is going to go. And Nathalia Melo would definitely be up there. I'm so jealous of her butt. I wish I had it every time I see her. I just want a little bit. But I think the same girls will be up there. However, I'm going to say that India will probably be in the mix. And I'm going to say Juliana Danielle may even move up a little bit.
I would love to see that happen.
In the placing. Yeah, I feel like Juliana has a great athletic physique. You know, I don't know if she was a swimmer. I need to find this out. But she kind of has broad shoulders, but it's beautiful, you know?
Yeah, she was a swimmer. She's a competitive college swimmer.
That's right. I thought I had heard that somewhere. I just didn't know if I was right or not. A quick note, Monique Ricardo, formerly known as Monique Mitten, is returning to the stage after she had a baby. I believe her son's name is Maxwell, and he's a few months old now. So she is returning to the stage. So it'll be exciting to see her. So I have a few new moms getting ready to compete this time around, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to see what happens with bikini.
For sure. This will be fun to watch. It's always fun to see the big shows, but I think especially when you've got some pretty familiar faces that we've seen a long time, because I think there's always one or two that kind of slip into the top six. You're like, oh, that's pretty cool. You know, that you maybe weren't expecting to be up there. I think that's always fun when you see a name that you didn't expect, you know?
Yeah, that's right. And I hope that happens. It's always fun for, I mean, any division. Me personally, I'm looking forward to the bodybuilding scene. I want to see who, you know, pretty much takes the top spot. I think that for bikini and figure, it's kind of like a almost like a given, you would say, if the top contenders who come in on point, like how they'll always do, I'm pretty sure they'll walk away with that top spot again. So it's exciting when things change up a bit and, you know, things don't always go the way that you expected it to be.
Totally agree with you. Well, before you and I finish up this part of the show, we can't forget to highlight a couple of the 50 great things to do with your breasts. I'm sticking by the fact that we are going to talk about at least one or two of these at the end of every segment. So I've got the list here. Now, this is something very interesting. It says, banish uniboob by treating your breasts to a sexier sports bra the next time you go for a run or play co-ed softball. Now, Diana, do you wear sports bras very often when you go to the gym, or do you wear a normal bra?
No, I wear sports bras.
Do you feel like it smashes your boobs down and you don't have any cleavage, or do you have cleavage in the sports bras you wear?
No, I mean, I don't really have cleavage anyways because I have a wide chest, but
I don't have cleavage either. I've got to like wear a push-up bra to give me some cleavage.
Yeah, I have to like wear two bras in order to get cleavage. Yeah.
I've got like the super bombshell bra that adds two cup sizes, so now I'm like a double D. I'm like, yes, thank God.
Yeah, I know. I need to go get to Victoria's Secret. They need to do me some work.
For real. I mean, not for real. Not that you need it, but you get what I'm saying.
For real.
I don't know. I think I've just always had a hard time wearing sports bras because I feel like I don't look very sexy when I'm wearing a sports bra because it smashes everything down.
I mean, if you get some kinds, they look sexy. And plus, you get them a little bit smaller, so they just grind the shit out of your boobs. I mean, they just push them up. There's no other way for them to go.
True. So. One other one that I thought was cool to see this on the list. It says, throw in a few new pectoral muscle exercises into your workout regimen and admire how perky the moves make your tatas look. A lot of women don't realize if you do something like the incline dumbbell press and like single arm flies and kind of concentrate on the top part of your chest, it will in fact lift your boobs if you don't have fake boobs.
Well, no, I can't try that out because I do have big boobs. Never mind.
Yeah, this is for the girls that maybe if you're a little bit older or you've had kids or, you know, they're kind of sagging a little bit. If you work on the muscles in your chest, it is going to, by default, lift them up a little bit and just kind of make them look a little perky. It's not going to do, you know, what your plastic surgeon can do, I'm sure. But if you want just a little more tightness and kind of bring it up a little bit, that's actually a good way to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give that one to my mother because, you know what, her boobs are ginormous. She has big fake boobs. I know that this isn't for the fake boob women, but her fake boobs are so heavy that they sag down.
Oh, yeah.
Under the muscle. So I could give her these exercises and we could just plump her boobs back up to normal gravity.
Normal gravity.
Or normal, I don't know where else it's supposed to be.
No, you're right. That's actually pretty fun. I didn't know your mom's boobs were that big. And now everyone else knows. I like that.
Yeah, my mother's breasts are 700 cc's of pop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that like a double D?
I think she might even be a triple D. And she's smaller than me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your dad happy about that?
But she has a big, big ass.
Like. Okay, well then, yeah, then you need that. You got to, you know, match
balance. Yeah,
for sure. I agree with you. I really quick before we go, I want to tell you the story. Speaking of like big boobs and ass, this is always a good way to end a show. I was at the gym one time and there was a girl doing cardio. She was, I was sitting on the bike and she was sitting on the bike. It was me and then Mike and then this girl a few bikes down. And she was the type of girl, she was all done up to go to the gym, right? She was wearing like a BB t-shirt, her boobs were like triple D's, her lips look, she looked like she just got her lips done like that day, you know, like they were duck lips, they were huge. She had her eyes looked like she had the eyelash extensions, her hair was like, you know, jet black and pulled back in this perfect ponytail. She looked like, you know, she just came back from working a scene at a popular, you know, movie set, possibly for online purposes or adult DVD player or adult DVDs or something. So she gets up off of the treadmill, right? And I'm thinking, wow, this girl is like done up. Like, and she's got a great body. It looks like her boobs were ginormous. Her arms were little. She wasn't really in good shape. She was just skinny. She stands up, and no lie, this girl had no ass. And I don't mean like a little ass. I mean it almost like was inverted.
Wow.
And I was like, that is the most unfortunate thing when you're like, because as a guy looks at a girl sitting down like that, like, oh, yeah, you know, just like with your mom. It's like if she's got a great ass and then no boobs, okay, you can kind of get away with that. But having huge fake boobs and no butt, it's like, okay, the guy is going to, you know, go to you make bang bang with you and he's got nothing to grab onto. I wanted to tell her, like, don't sit on this bike anymore. That squat machine over there is really, really good. Let me help you with some lunges, you know?
No, girlfriend, get on that Stairmaster.
Yeah, so I just wanted to throw that out there. So if you do have big, giant boobs, just throw on some lunges, some squats, some leg press.
I'm sure, ladies, we need to balance out our physiques, the top half with the bottom half.
Yeah.
So even if you do have a big ass, that's totally cool. Like, I got the big ass. I was blessed with a big ass. But I was also blessed with a flat chest, so I had to go spend a couple grand.
Either you spend a couple grand or you buy a really great bombshell bra from Victoria's Secret and you fool half the world like I did for so, so long. So one of the two, either do some squats or buy a better bra. Is that what we're saying?
Or some socks.
Or some socks. Chicken cutlets or something.
Yeah.
Only the women listening understand some of these jokes, especially chicken cutlets. Guys are like, what?
What the hell is going on?
Yeah. Well, Diana, you have fun at the day at the Arnold that you'll be there on Friday, and then have fun in St. Louis this weekend.
I will, doll. Thank you so much. And I had a blast talking about the Arnold. I'm so excited to see what happens.
Absolutely. After the break, we'll have a quick interview with Karina Nascimento. So we will be right back.
Muscle Girls Inc., the next generation. Hydralyze Ultra, the leader in cellular hydration water. Hydralyze Ultra water has been designed by shrinking and reshaping molecules to allow a faster and more sustained delivery into your cells. Our cellular water has gone through a magnetism and laser treatment process, along with adding electrolytes to our special ingredients. This allows all nutrients to be absorbed at a maximum cellular state. By using Hydralyze Ultra, all nutrients, supplements, and carbohydrates you consume will be absorbed at a greater rate. Lactic acid gets flushed faster, and you'll feel fully hydrated. Get the advantage that top athletes have achieved. Try Hydralyze Ultra today. Visit HydralyzeUltra.com. That's HydralyzeUltra.com. Visit ExtremeFitNutrition.com, the newest and hottest supplement super site. We carry all the major brands, including Species, MHP, PPI, BSN, Optimal Nutrition, Gaspari, and many more. Low on cash? No problem. ExtremeFitNutrition.com offers competitive prices that our competitors can't beat. Now you can supplement your diet without having to supplement your bank account. Here's some of our specials. Buy $100 worth of Species products or metabolic nutrition and get a free t-shirt and bag. Buy $200 worth of BSN products and receive a BSN t-shirt and shaker bottle. Check out ExtremeFitNutrition.com for more great deals. Remember, there's only one extreme. Visit ExtremeFitNutrition.com now. Fusion Bodybuilding makes bodybuilding's strongest supplements, and they're committed to giving back to you. Fusion Bodybuilding not only want to promote the bodybuilding lifestyle, but they also want to help build the sport. Bodybuilding is all they do. It's their obsession. You know the feeling. That's why you're here. Visit Fusion Bodybuilding at FusionBodybuilding.com or join in on the conversation on the Fusion Bodybuilding fan page on Facebook, where you'll find IFBB Pro Q&As, contest giveaways, and nothing but in-depth bodybuilding talk. Fusion Bodybuilding, bodybuilding's strongest supplements. Head over to FusionBodybuilding.com today. P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product. Packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. Highproteinbread.com. P28 Bread. RX Muscle approved.
How Out on the edge of fitness and endurance, there's a line. It's where winners and losers are defined. That's the narrow place where Gamma O gives the serious competitor the extra step. That extra kick nobody knew was there. Gamma O raises your testosterone level naturally and legally. So before you step up to the line one more time, be prepared to bring it with Gamma O, the all-natural testosterone booster. Gamma O is available nationwide at general nutrition centers or on the web at GammaO.com.
On March 17, 2012, St. Patrick's Day weekend, First Form and Hydralyze Ultra present the First Form Pro Women's Physique, Fitness, and Bikini Championship, along with the First Form NPC Midwest Bodybuilding, Fitness, Figure, Physique, Bikini, and Men's Physique Championship, a national qualifier. This event has so many perks for both athletes and fans alike. Just ask the over 1,300 guests that attended last year's event. Taking place at the St. Louis University Bush Student Center, you'll watch IFBB Pro and future superstar Mike Liberatore and current IFBB Pro superstar Kai Greene as they light up the stage with their posing routines. Six-time Fitness Olympia Adela Garcia will be in attendance. The top male and female pros and top amateurs from across the country are coming to St. Louis. Plus, the RX Muscle Model Search is taking place. Here's your chance to win some great prizes, get a photo shoot, and also be featured on RXMuscle.com. Come meet the top supplement companies in attendance at their booths with free samples. March 17th, 2012 in St. Louis, Missouri. All contest information can be found at npcmidwest.com, including tickets and prices. Don't miss it. Go to npcmidwest.com for all information.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Welcome back to Muscle Girls Inc. This is Christina Voynich, and I think I have been waiting all year for the ability to introduce my next guest. We have the very first women's physique pro champion herself, IFBB Pro Karina Nascimento. Congratulations. You are the first women's physique pro winner. How are you?
Oh, my God. Awesome. I mean, I just can't believe that, you know, I am the first one. But, you know, blessings to all the ladies. They all looked amazing, too. And so we were all there just trying to achieve the same thing. So I'm happy that I'm the one. But, you know.
Well, I know there were a few people even on the RX forums that, you know, were kind of throwing your name out there for people to watch. You know, you didn't turn pro this year, and so a lot of people were, you know, throwing the names out, even like the other girls who placed second and third, Jillian and Marlena. You know, these are girls that we've seen this last year, so a lot of people were expecting, you know, these type of girls to kind of place very well. So I think a lot of people were surprised when they saw you, because you look incredible. And here's the thing. You didn't just turn pro this year, did you?
No, and I keep on doing this, you know. I, you know, come into a show and I just drop out from the face of the earth, and then I come up again and I upset everybody. And I don't mean to. It is not my plan.
I tell you what, I mean, you looked perfect, and but a lot of people on the boards were saying that you really do have that perfect women's physique, if you will. But you actually started off in bodybuilding, right?
I did. You know, I did my first show in 99 and at the Ronnie Coleman Classic.
Okay.
That was my first show. And to be honest with you, I feel like I'm that look. Kind of, you know, because it was small. I just wanted to, you know, it was my first show. And it was more towards that figure look.
Sure.
At that time. I was very conditioned. That's one of my abilities. Thank God to my parents, I guess. My mom is very small. She's very tiny. And, you know, I have this ability to get conditioned. And but I do have a lot of muscle from bodybuilding. Nobody really saw that as much as I could have given it up you know, just by showing my muscles more on stage. That's not what they wanted.
Exactly. And that's what I was going to say. So you actually, what a lot of people might not know, especially a lot of, you know, maybe the new generation of competitors, even over the last 5 years, you actually did the Arnold Classic back in 2003, right?
I did. I was invited in 03 after winning 4 different bodybuilding overall shows. You know, it was Ronnie Coleman, the Iron Games in Oklahoma, so I did Texas, Oklahoma, and then the Ironman, Iron Maiden then, and I won that overall. And then I went and did the Women Extravaganza, and I won that overall. And that was an upset, too, because I think that Kristen Ross was the girl to win at that time, and she was very popular. And then I came in, and I won the whole show. Then I got to Brazil. I went to Brazil because I am a Brazilian, and I cannot compete in the States any farther unless I had my IFBB card from Brazil. Right. And so I went there, and I met with Alexander Pagnani, and I told him, I said, I want to compete, whatever it is that you need me to do, and I had my portfolio and everything. And he says, I just want you to go and win a show for me in the pros. And I was like, oh, okay.
No pressure at all.
You know, so he granted me my pro card, and I was very grateful. And God bless her. So I found out not too long ago that he passed away. So
it was
a blessing.
And what a lot of people may not know, you know, if they're not currently competitive or not in the pro ranks, a lot of times when you're from a country like you, like from Brazil, you're not able to compete at the nationals, the junior nationals, junior USAs, like everyone else, because, you know, your citizenship is, you know, in Brazil. You're from Brazil.
Yes.
And so this way, what a lot of people are able to do if they're from another country, they can go and, you know, like you said, petition to their own president of the IFBB. And, you know, you obviously had a great track record by winning all of these overalls and a very well-deserved pro card that they gave you. That way you can come back and still compete in the U.S. So just to give everyone a little bit of a breakdown, that's kind of how it works a lot of times if you're not from the U.S. So after the Arnold Classic, I mean, you're in the lightweight division or lightweight class. And I mean, for you to Kathy Lee Francois, who is, you know, a huge name in the U.S. and then Denise Massino, I think, took second and you took third. That's huge to take third at such a big show. So what did the judges tell you after that? Did they say that you needed to then get bigger, you know, in order to continue in bodybuilding?
Well, yeah, you know, there was Diana Cadu and Valentina Shimpingan was the reigning Miss Olympia at that time. Oh, my gosh, I was freaking out, you know.
Sure.
Those girls were amazing, amazing, no doubt. And so off-season, I was 180 pounds.
And how tall are you?
5'4".
Wow.
So off-season, I was, like, eating up a storm. I was like, I couldn't eat anymore. You know, I was just like, you know, my trainer was like, you know, at the time was Harmon Steele. He's like, you have to be bigger, you know. And I was just like, okay. And so, but after that show, placing third, and I thought, you know, I don't think that they want the small girls, really. You know, They still want you to have a pretty muscular structure. They want more muscle. And I went to think about, you know, is this really what I want? You know, if I was going to stay where I was and just kind of maintain and continue to compete, or I needed to get bigger, and I just didn't want to do that. I was seeing the transformation. I was not liking what I really saw it in the mirror, and that's a personal preference.
Sure. A lot of people, I think, struggled with, a lot of women have struggled with that. If they were told they were too muscular for figure, and there's the women who choose to do bodybuilding, that, like you said, it's definitely a personal preference, it's a choice. But there, as everyone knows, there are certain things that you almost have to sacrifice. There's certain things that you have to, you know, that are big decisions. It's a lifelong journey, and it's not something. I mean, for you to be 180 pounds, that as short as you are, I mean, you would almost have to be another 200 pounds in the off season.
You gotta be kidding me, right? So
I don't know where you would put that weight. You're just like a little compact, you know, like you're still small, but you pack a lot of muscle. But I can't imagine you at 200 pounds.
So you see my struggle, right? I'm thinking to myself, oh my good Lord, what am I doing? You know, is this good for me?
So then what was your reaction when you first heard about women's physique? Because as everyone knows, whenever you throw in a new division, we've said this, you know, with bikini, with men's physique, and now women's physique, you know, no one really knows what the hell they want. You know, so what was your reaction when you first heard about physique? Was it, oh, wow, this is something for me? Or were you a little bit apprehensive at first?
Well, I was a little, apprehensive.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that I was thinking, no, this is going to be bodybuilding all over again.
Sure.
And my trainer right now, Charles, as he said to me, he said, no, you don't understand. This is not bodybuilding. and he said, and you have too much muscle for figure, because I don't know if, nobody knows, or some people do, but I went and did the San Francisco Pro 1 year back in 2005.
Yeah, I was going to say that was in 2005, mm-hmm. Right?
2005, and my daughter had just been born, 5 months.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I had a five-month-old, and I just, you know, I was born to do this. You know, I love the weight, and wanted to do it so bad. And at that point, I had changed. I had got married. I had children. And I did not want to do bodybuilding. So my trainer, in the middle of all this, just left me.
Oh,
he couldn't take it. It was one of those things. You know, once you put your name in, you got to finish.
Yep.
And I got to say that I went in there not feeling confident. I knew that the conditioner was not at all what they were looking for, but I needed to finish. And that was something that I pretty much had to live for a long time. It took me a very long time to get over of that little situation.
Sure.
Because I knew that that was not the best of me, and I could have been better. And maybe not win or anything like that, but that was not me. You know,
I was going to say, you didn't place in the top 15, right?
No.
At that first show. And that's, like you said, that's usually tough. That's tough to swallow for anybody, especially when, I mean, not only did your trainer walk away, but you just had a baby.
A baby, exactly.
And you've got a little baby at home, and if you don't feel 100% comfortable, you know, when you first step on stage,
exactly,
it's just gonna eat at you. So when did you decide that you wanted to do women's physique? When did you decide that this was the show that you were gonna do?
It's when my trainer, Darren Charles, mentioned to me, and I said, you know what? I said, after what happened to me at the 05, I said, it's hard for me to find the confidence, to have the confidence in another trainer. I was like, you're not going to leave me, are you? In the middle of my training.
You should have made him like sign a contract or something that he wasn't
exactly
going to walk away.
I said, please. I said, you know, let's make this like a for sure thing. You know what I mean? At least, you know, get through this one show.
Yeah.
And he goes, no. He goes, you know, he goes, I think that you'll be perfect for this. And we started training 4 months ago.
Okay.
And I got to tell you that I hadn't trained back for a very long time.
Wow.
Long time. and I started training, and I started seeing, once I started really touching the weights, I started seeing the changes coming in. My body is one of those, it loves to train. I just wanted to train the right way.
Sure.
For the right purpose.
Now, were you ever athletic before you started competing? What type of sports did you play?
I play volleyball.
Okay.
I ran track, and I did the 400 and 100, and I was very good at it.
You're lucky. You've got those fast twitch muscle fibers. So where probably as soon as if you didn't train back for a while, you finally went back in. Your body probably just sucked up that training overnight. And did you start seeing results almost immediately?
Almost immediately, it was insane. Like the people saw the transformation at the gym. They're like, "Oh my gosh!" You know. And I did not need this the proper training. And the proper schedule, it was amazing to me to see the transformation. I was already big, you know. I have a lot of muscle. It was just bringing those out. It hadn't gone away.
Sure.
It was just, you know, it was just really like kind of tucked away for the right moment.
And it came out just like you wanted it. So, What was your off season like? Obviously, you haven't competed in quite a while, since 2005. So did you try to stay kind of somewhere near contest shape? Do you stay pretty lean, or did you,
I stayed in very good shape.
Okay.
Always been in very good shape. You know, I love to take my children to the beach, and, you know, I am Brazilian, so the Brazilian bikini is not going to go in this body unless it looks good.
That a girl.
I do look in the mirror. You know, I'll turn around and look at it and say, okay, we need to go to the gym or not, but I stay in pretty good shape.
Okay.
I'm very determined kind of person. My husband is like, I don't know how much better you can be for this physique, you know. Because you already look good. And I said, well, it's a different kind of look. We got to get it in.
Yeah, what little improvements do you now want to make? I know it's always hard, especially with physique, because there is a cap. You know, just like with when bikini was introduced, you can almost go as soft as you want to, but you just can't go as hard as you want, because then it's borderline figure. So unfortunately with physique, it's kind of bookended. You know, you've got bodybuilding on one side and figure on the other. So what type of improvements and changes are you looking to make then? Or what did the judges say maybe you need to work on for next time?
Well, I know there's some improvements that I need to do, a little bit improvement in my back and other things that I'm not going to say right now, but
that's okay.
You know, because I am going to be better. You know, this is I am one of those I am a competitor, and for me, I just put all my heart and soul into it, and I work. You know, I have three kids, so for me, it was extreme amount of work for me, because there were 2, 3, 6, and 7. And
that is a miracle. I should congratulate you for that. Someone needs to give you an award for having a 2-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old, and dieting and training and all that. How are you able to balance that? I told you off the air, just everyone was listening, we chatted for a few minutes, and I said, we had a lot of women on recently that have very young children. So what is that like to have to balance the rigorous training and dieting on top of, you know, making sure your kids are taken care of?
For one, what helped a lot was that for Christmas, instead of a Chanel bag, I got a treadmill for my garage.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
And so that's one. And then we use my garage. I live here in Boca Raton, Florida. So we have zero backyard, but we have a very nice a garage. We have a huge garage. So I made that like playroom, like, you know, So I have a big screen there and the couch and everything. So I wake up at 4 a.m. to go do my first cardio, thinking that I can, you know, pray and meditate and take it all in for my day. And then it comes 1, 2, 3 behind me. I'm like, oh, my God, are you kidding me?
This isn't my idea of quiet, soul-searching meditation in the morning.
So, yeah, and then I invested in a very nice headphones, you know.
Good.
And then they get to watch the cartoons, and I get to do my work in the treadmill. And we just, and another thing I told them, and you're going to laugh, but I told them, I said, listen, because every minute they kept coming to the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
I said, listen, little guys, if mommy wins the show, I will buy you some new kicks. All right? And let me tell you, shoes here is like a pot of gold. My children love shoes.
Love shoes. Okay.
Yeah. So thank God I won, because now that we're going to go shopping tomorrow.
I was going to say, have you owned up to your promise? Have you gotten new shoes yet?
We're going tomorrow. We're going tomorrow for new shoes. So
that's actually pretty. That's a pretty good incentive. I mean, it's a good way to bribe the kids, and it worked. I mean, like you said, thank God you won, because next time they may not believe you.
Exactly, right? I don't know. I was like, oh my goodness.
Now another question.
That is the first thing.
Another question I have: what type of diet usually works best for you? You don't have to give us all of the details, but I know, we've talked to several other women that where a keto diet works best. We've talked with someone like Jen Strobo, for example. You know, a high-ranking figure pro who she's, you know, hypoglycemic like me, to where she has to have the carbs and the sugar. She has to keep that. So what type of diet generally seems to work best for you, and how long do you usually have to diet for?
Well, I had a very short, for me, it was kind of I had an 8-week diet.
Okay.
This time for 8 weeks. For me, it was more, the no sugar and the low carb, you know, mm-hmm. mostly vegetables for me. No real, you know, no pastas or, you know, no breads, of course. But, and, you know, I went with no cheating days.
Very nice.
I went straight out.
Very nice. I know a lot of people do that, and they... I guess, do you look at it as if you allow yourself to cheat that you're going to want more, or is it that you kind of feel bad whenever you, if you were
no,
to have a cheat meal?
I didn't get the opportunity. Are you kidding me?
I was gonna say, you've got 3 kids and you're dieting.
No. Oh my gosh. No, my trainer never mentioned, and I'm the kind of girl that is going to just follow. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I wanted to ask him, it's going to be like a meal anywhere, you know? Don't you? I didn't even ask. I was like, I'm not even gonna ask.
Man, you're a coach's dream. you don't even ask for a cheat meal. That's incredible.
No. You know what? I think that for me is like my old trainer used to say, you're not eating for pleasure. You're eating for a look.
Sure.
And that's
why you're eating.
Yeah, and I know that when I tell my trainer now, say, you have to tell me when to shut it off, because it goes on or it goes off. And when it goes off, let's go. It's time to go. And I put 100+%. There's nothing else that I can see. And all I can see is that condition coming on.
That's awesome. So what are your plans now for the rest of the year? Do you have any other shows in mind? Are you going to kind of kick back and enjoy life for a little bit, or are you going to get hit right back into the competition swing again?
I was I am going to do the Europa.
Okay.
Here in Florida. And it's coming up in April. And I'm just, you know, I rested for so long. This has been a very exciting time, you know, to go out there and to be crowned the number one in such a long process from all these years. I just don't want to slow down right now. I just want to get better and continue to compete and hopefully making this physique category a very successful one for all of us. These ladies were amazing. And not only they had such a sweet, you know, heart, they were beautiful. I felt like I was, I enjoyed being part of something so cool like that at this point.
And I think you also give hope to the female bodybuilders who do want to scale down. Because I think a lot of the women are a little scared, especially if they've spent their whole life as a female bodybuilder and now they're having to, you know, either strip off a little bit of muscle or maintain mm-hmm. where they are. Because as everyone knows, 90% of the women's physique pros were either figure competitors who were placing dead last because they were just too big, or female bodybuilders who didn't want to take the next steps to add more muscle and get bigger, like you said. Yeah. So I think you are kind of the perfect example of someone that a lot of these female bodybuilders can even look to as an example that it's possible. You know, you can absolutely do it. And like you said, all of you women who competed that day, I think I was texting about 7 of the 11 girls that were on stage, because you guys are all so lovely and, like you said, all so beautiful. And I can only imagine what it was like to be part of history in the making, you know, which is huge. I want to wrap up the interview, though, with 3 fun questions. So, and I told you I don't throw curveballs, so... We won't dig too deep, I promise.
Okay.
My first question is, when you're getting ready to hit like a banging hardcore workout, what type of music do you usually like to listen to?
Oh, man. You know, right now I'm into Madonna.
Good.
What I do is I have her Sweet and Sticky tour on my iTunes.
Nice.
And, I just love watching her perform, and I just think that, you know, like, she's just so exciting, too. She doesn't care. She just give it all she got, and so that's what I go for.
And so she always has a little bit of attitude in the back of some of her songs, too, and I like that. That's good. And it keeps you going at, like, 4 in the morning when you're doing cardio, I assume.
Oh, and Eminem.
Eminem's a good one, too.
Eminem.
I like that. So my next question, I know you said that you didn't add any cheat meals in. However, what did you eat and what was your meal of choice after you won the show this last weekend? What was the big thing you wanted to eat when you got off stage?
You know, my first thing, I wanted a drink. An apple martini was my first thing that I really wanted. I wanted to enjoy an apple martini with my husband because we go out a lot, and we, you know. And then the next thing was steak, a very nice steak with sweet fried potatoes.
Nice.
It was so nice. I was like, can this last forever?
Please.
I was in pure heaven.
Now, did you also gorge the next morning? I know a lot of people, you know, they eat their delicious meal after the show, but then in the morning, you know, everybody wants, they don't want the eggs or the omelet. They want the pancakes and the French toast. So did you enjoy breakfast the next morning too, or did you keep it kind of clean?
You know, I'm the typical woman. I had to go with the pancakes.
Nice.
And the syrup and, you know, the eggs. I mean, pancakes and eggs all the way.
I like
and
it.
A lot of salt with sugar.
And you deserved it, so it's okay. No one can yell at you for that. So my last question before we kind of wrap everything up, you know, you've been around a while, and I think a lot of people can appreciate someone like you winning the first Women's Physique Pro Show, because this isn't the first time that you've been around. You've experienced a lot. You've had a lot of big wins under your belt as well. You've had the opportunity to compete at the Arnold stage, which is something so many people dream of doing. But what advice can you give to another female bodybuilder, let's say, who is kind of in your same position, who didn't really want to add the more muscle. You know, she liked the way she likes the way she looks. And she's considering moving on to physique, but is a little unsure. Not really, I don't want to say, maybe not really confident enough. What advice can you give to someone like that, to kind of keep pushing forward and, you know, go ahead and move into this new division?
Well, I think that for me, I know that they were very clear at our meeting what they wanted. They want to change that bodybuilder look. They don't want the bodybuilder look, no? They want more of this fit, physique, you know, 20% less muscle than, you know, the bodybuilder, a little more than the figure. But I'm just saying that you just got to really look at what they want, like what they've written down, what it is that they want. They want condition, but they don't want that hardness, you know. And I know that it's hard for a lot of people to understand, because we got the mentality that we want that big, you know, we want that physique that is so, but it's more of a flow of the body. It's, you know, it wants condition that it really flows with the balance of your body. I just think that, you know, you just got to give the best that you have to offer. You know, get conditioned. I usually get conditioned 3 weeks before my competition.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have to get a little bit softer, I can do that. If I have to get back a little bit, you know, harder, I can do that. So bring condition to the stage, you know, and just be that borderline. And,
yep.
You know,
no,
be
that's
borderline.
That's great. I think a lot of people are almost too scared of coming in too early when you almost want to do that. That way, you know, whoever your coach is, you know, in your case, Darren Charles, can look at you 3 weeks out and say, we can either maintain where we are, we can either harden you up, or we can soften you up. And 3 weeks is a good amount of time to do that. That's actually a pretty good idea.
It is, because, I mean, a lot of times you see someone, I did not cut water. I actually was drinking more water, waking up to drink water so I can be softer.
Sure.
You know, I was, after the meeting, I knew, you know, we knew exactly what they wanted. So, I stayed on the same diet, and nothing changed, you know, I did the same thing until the end, until the night show.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Karina, thank you again for coming on the radio show this week. I don't want this to be the last time you come on either. We're going to be on the edge of our seats waiting to follow your pro career now that you've made a comeback, if I shall say. don't fall off the face of the planet again. We want to see you. We want to watch you compete. Don't leave us
again,
okay? Listen,
I'm going to be out here. You know, I really am excited. I got the bug. I'm in love with this new division. I also want to thank you so much, and Dave Palumbo. You guys are awesome. Good luck in your competition. I know you're going to do great, and I'll be following you also. And to my new fans, you know, thank you so much. I just, you know, hope that we can bring this women's physique to a very successful year and to be in the Olympia next year.
Perfectly put. Perfectly put. Big congratulations again, Karina, and I know we'll talk to you soon. And that wraps up this episode of Muscle Girls, Inc. As always, I say it every week. Any thoughts, comments, suggestions, you guys can shoot me an email, Christina, C-R-I-S-T-I-N-A @rxmuscle.com, or you can shoot Muscle Girls, Inc. an email, MuscleGirlsInc@rxmuscle.com, and you can follow us on Twitter, too. So that does it for this show, and I'm excited that the competition season is finally underway, so we have some stuff to talk about, and we can preview and wrap up some shows. So that does it for this week. Until then, we will see you next week.
Muscle Girls, Inc. is a presentation of RxMuscle.com.